Good morning and welcome to Leading Edge Medicine with Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umeb. Leading Edge Medicine is sponsored by Longevity Medical Clinics and is devoted to helping you feel and function better tomorrow than you do today by providing the newest and most advanced medical care designed to improve both your body and your brain. Leading Edge Medicine will keep you informed regarding the very latest developments in science and medicine, while highlighting some of the Northwest's most prominent physicians, all while helping you separate the science from the silly and the facts from the fiction. This is live call-in radio at its very best, giving you the opportunity to participate in the show. And now, here are your hosts for Leading Edge Medicine, Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umeb, along with their co-host, Lynette Morgan.
And welcome back to hour number two. It's Leading Edge Medicine. My name is Lynette Morgan. Hi there and good morning. We have in the studio three amazing doctors that would love to talk with you, answer your questions, and help you understand what's going on with your health as we're all aging. Dr. Samira Umeb here. Dr. Dan Nelson from Pro Ortho. We call him the pain doctor. And also Dr. Jerry Mixon here in the studio. We're going to take a call in just a moment. But we were talking about the difference between longevity and what's going on with medical and insurance. And that's why longevity is here, to treat the patient.
Yes. Well, you know, one of the problems is that the standard of care is just what everybody does. And you ask doctors, why do you do it? And he says, well, it's the standard of care. And why is it the standard of care? Well, it's because what everybody does. It's circular thinking.
Yeah.
Just because something is commonly done doesn't make it the best thing to do. Mm-hmm. That assumes that everybody does the absolute best thing that can be done.
Right.
Which is almost never the case, you know.
That's the least that you must do.
That's right.
At least do that.
You can't fall below the standard of care or you get sued. But if you go above the standard of care, you know, then you're an outlier. People say, well, they're not following the standard of care. Well, that's right.
Well, it costs
because
the system
we give a
more,
damn about our patients.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
And the simile that I have often used is that, you know, physicians view themselves as a herd of herbivores on the plain being circled by predators with law degrees.
Uh-huh.
And everybody's afraid to get out on the edge where they might get picked off by the predators. Mm-hmm. So everybody wants to jostle and do right in the middle what everybody else is doing, mm-hmm. which is a great way to stay out of court, but it's a horrible way to provide cutting edge medicine.
Mm-hmm.
Because by cutting edge, you are doing things that other people aren't doing.
Mm-hmm.
The downside, of course, of doing things that are not limited to the standard of care is insurance doesn't pay for it.
Mm. Right.
And that's why, you know, people say, well, why don't you accept my insurance? And my answer has always been, no, it's your insurance doesn't accept what we do.
Yes.
Because they want us to do the least. They want us to spend as little money as possible so that they make as much profit as possible. We want you to have the best care possible. And there's a difference in our motivations.
The ideal patient for the insurance company is somebody who lives and then doesn't collect, doesn't need any health care or no claims,
yes.
and then dies suddenly.
Yes.
I mean, that's their ideal patient. They pay into the system and they don't have to.
But then if that were true, our goal is also to keep our patients healthy and to let them die suddenly and not have chronic illness.
Yet,
in medicine, they wait for chronic illness before they start paying for their care.
Right. Oh.
It's
a different model.
And we do tell our patients you should have medical insurance because you never know.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Right.
Yeah,
bad stuff happens and you need coverage because it's going to be pricey. If you go to the hospital,
indeed.
Oh boy, is it going to cost.
Yeah.
So we want our people healthy. We don't want them. So, I guess in a sense, we make as much money as possible for the insurance company because we keep healthy people. They pay their premiums. They just don't get sick and mm-hmm. you know, have to make claims. But Longevity Medical Clinic is there to treat the things that commonly happen that are age-related and that most doctors would look at and say, well, you're just getting old.
Mm-hmm.
That's normal, get used to it.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't like that.
No.
You know, our goal is I want you as strong, fast, lean, smart, and sexy as humanly possible, as long in life as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. By the way, we did refine the title of the new book.
Oh, yes.
Okay. It is, the subtitle is now Stronger, Faster, Leaner, Smarter, Sexier at Any Age.
Okay.
So, yeah. So it's, it's.
And that title for your book, Dr. Mixon? That's the subtitle you were talking about.
Right.
What is the title? Do you have the working title?
We've got a working title for it, which is, longevity or, you know, we're going to play with that.
Okay.
More,
still playing with that.
Yeah. But anyway, it's kind of funny we came with the subtitle before the main title. But anyway.
Yes, that's okay.
Yeah. But I am editing the last chapter right now.
Mm. Oh, cool. Exciting.
Yeah. So.
Yes. And when will we see this book on the shelves, Dr. Mixon?
I think about November.
Awesome. Just in time for
December.
Christmas.
Yeah.
I love that. All right. Well, thank you. And longevity is here.
Yes,
for
right.
you.
And then Dan and I have to do a book.
We absolutely will. We've been talking about that for a while, and I'm excited.
Right. Dan and I need to do a book on pain and avoidance of same.
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
This has got a lot of things in the work. I love it. And longevity has been around for how many years, Dr. Mixon?
25 years.
25
started the clinic
years.
In 1998.
Mm-hmm. And the radio show has been on the air for...
Since 99.
Wow.
1 year
almost.
Later.
Almost. Wow. That's amazing. So... We love it when our longevity patients call in, but we also love it when folks that are thinking about it call in. And we would love to have you be a longevity patient to feel better, to be stronger, to be faster, leaner, smarter, and sexier, as Dr. Mixon just said. Here is the number to call in to take advantage of that free health analysis appointment. We're still offering that for you. Just a couple of tests, a blood test and an in-body test, which gives the doctor information to find out what you're at risk for. And Dr. Umat, what are those things that you could tell just by these simple tests what could be around the corner? What types of risks?
Well, the first and foremost, I think today is the knowledge that we can reverse diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
And so
mm-hmm.
the damage that sugar causes is now well known. And we also know that you're not born with that gene and it's not something that you have to live with because mom and dad had it. You can indeed choose your own path and your own trajectory. And that's something we will help you with. But remember, if you lower that single risk, you can lower the risk for cancer, degenerative joint disease, memory loss, dementia, and age. You live longer. Cardiovascular disease. So many people that have diabetes have cardiovascular disease. And so you can actually be a healthier person for a lot longer if you know where you're at today and if we help you lower that risk to what is ideal, which is 5.2% and lower, because that's where you least damage your brain cells.
Right.
And then the other thing is fat versus muscle. We have a show coming up in the next week or so where we're going to talk about muscle mass and fat and mm-hmm. its relationship mm-hmm. and how as we get older, we tend to develop more fatty cells in muscle and how that is dangerous and what we need to do to lower that. But, you know, I've said now for several months that the vast majority of patients will realize the benefits of longevity after they become the patients. These are, you know, just the tip of the iceberg, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
There is so much more that we offer now in nutritional analysis, food sensitivity testing, cardiovascular health evaluations, and we're at the forefront of preventative medicine in identifying problems. So if you're interested in knowing what problems you can potentially have and what risk factors you carry today, we can help you identify them and then lower the risk for development of disease in the future. That's where medicine is going. That's where it should be going. And so, you know, Dr. Mixon has tasked me with looking for more and more tests. And so that's where we are at today. We're looking for what we can offer our patients. We already have a huge cocktail that has increased over time. Our doctors are pushing the envelope for that as well. And our goal is always be better, tomorrow than you are today.
Mm, I like that.
And we do everything in our power to help you with that. Sometimes it's just giving you information, and sometimes it's actually testing objectively and giving you data mm-hmm. that you can act
and
on.
And then feedback after we Absolutely. Act on that data.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And so the age where you can choose how you become older is here. It's not 5 years or 10 years away. It's now.
It's now.
It's now.
Right. Yes.
Okay. Let me give us some fun statistics. Just
okay.
Okay. If you, I mean, the average age at which Americans die is now 76.6 years. It's gone down. We are now dying 2 years younger than we did a few years ago, which is really kind of sad.
Mm-hmm.
But then we are getting fatter every year, and it is the obesity that's killing America. But if you make it to 75 in decent health, your new median lifespan has just extended by 11 years. Mm. It's now 86.
Wow.
So if you make it to 75 without a fatal disease, in other words, if you're 75 and have brain cancer, I'm sorry. But if you're 75 and in reasonably good health, your new expected lifespan is 86. Mm. If you make it to 86 in good health, your new expected 50-50 lifespan is 95.
Mm.
And so...
Very cool.
Yeah.
Yes.
So the trick is, you know, let all you people out there in your 40s, 50s, and 60s, come on into longevity. Let us get you tuned up so that you cruise into the mid-70s in good health, because that means your next new marker will be 86. And if you get to 86, your next new marker will be 95.
Yes.
I mean, that's such a important message, Jerry, because it tells even our patients in their 70s, hey, don't give up.
No.
Because you, if you're still healthy and you stay healthy another few years, you can expect to live healthier for another 10 decade or more.
Yes.
You know?
And you know, we are doing things now, like the senescent cell therapy, that in the lab animals increases healthy lifespan by 36%. Okay, now let's do the math, okay? One of you get a calculator out here for a second.
Okay, then, Dr. Nelson.
Let us say that the average American lifespan right now is 76.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If we got the same enhancement of our lifespan that the lab rats get, 36% longer, what is 75 or 76 plus 36% of 76?
It's 27 years.
Wow.
That's up and over 100.
She's too quick for me. So.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, if just the dasatinib and quercetin works as well on people as it works in the lab rats, it gives you an expected lifespan over 100.
Yeah.
And if we get synergies between that and things like the rapamycin and the taurine and the other things we're looking at, 115, 120 does not become an outrageous number for a healthy, robust life.
Yeah, I know. I was listening to Ron Klatz, who's the president and the CEO of the A4M, and he was in a podcast with a younger guy who was interviewing him, and he said, well, you know, when you talk about anti-aging, because that's the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine, what are you looking at? Are you looking at 50 years from now? And Ron said, you know, I don't remember what happened 50 years ago, let alone what's going to happen in 50 years. I'm talking about now and 5 years from now.
Yes, that's right. You know, the reality is we are learning so much about what makes us get old.
Right.
And how to turn that around and in many ways rejuvenate our brains, our hearts, our lungs, our tissues, our joints, that the concept of people in their 50s, 60s, and 70s today still being happy, robust, and productive at 100 is not that much of a reach. That's the fascinating thing.
Yeah.
Now, the problem with that, of course, is it will totally destroy Social Security as we know it today.
Well, Ron Klatz's, this will resonate with you, Jerry. Ron Klatz's comment was, as long as, you know, there's no, the governments and controlling bodies don't stop some of the progress that we're seeing.
And that's, and you sometimes get the impression they are trying to stop the progress, because the fact is, you know, you start paying into Social Security. Let's say that you go to work at 20. you know, and you work till you're 65, the median age. Some people quit at, you know, at 62. Me, I didn't quit till 75.
Well, you haven't quit yet.
Yeah. I'm still paying in. I pay the maximum every year into Social Security. I'm collecting and I'm paying. But the fact is, if you're going to work for 45 years, okay, but then you're going to live another 20-some years, that means you'd have to put away 50% of your salary every year during your working life to take the same amount out in retirement. If we're going to stay alive not 20 years, but 30, 40, 50 years beyond 65, Social Security just doesn't work. Mm. Not if we quit at 60. You have to continue working. Mm-hmm. What'll happen is, I'm still working. Mm-hmm. I love my work. I'm going to continue working. If we extend the lifespan like we're doing, people can't quit early. And why should they?
But that's the key. Why should they? You know,
yeah.
And people who like what they do don't want to quit.
That's right. That's right. We're all raising our hands. We love our jobs.
The music says we got to take a break.
We're going to take a quick break. But here is that number to call to take advantage of the free health analysis appointment. We want you to live as long as you can. It's Longevity Medical Clinic. Here is that number. Say, hey, I would like that free health analysis appointment. The number is 1-866-86-YOUNG. That's 866-86-YOUNG. And we invite you to our website as well, lmclinic.com. That's lmclinic.com. Taking a quick break. Back with Diane in just a moment.
It's another tequila sunrise. Staring slowly across the sky, said goodbye. He was just a hired man.
Oh, we all love this one.
Yes, a classic.
Mm-hmm.
Tequila Sunrise.
Yes. Good morning. It's Leading Edge Medicine on your Saturday morning. My name is Lynette, along with Dr. Jerry Mixon, Dr. Samira Umat, and our special guest doctor in the studio, Dr. Dan Nelson from Pro Ortho. And Dr. Nelson, let's give your phone number real quick and ways for our listeners to contact you, because we have so many that listen that go, oh yeah, I go to Dr. Nelson. Others that are listening that go, I want to go to Dr. Nelson. The phone number is 425-823-4000. That's how you get a hold of Dr. Dan Nelson at Pro Ortho. It's 425-823-4000. And you also have a website.
I do. Mm-hmm. I do have a website. Before I do that, though,
yes,
I do want to make a little comment. We do have the voiceover that comes on from our dear departed friend, Jerry Berg.
Yes.
And I have not been on this show since his passing. Mm. He was a great friend of mine. He was co-host of my radio show, Crossing Your Pain.
Yes, he was.
Which now we are in kind of on hold. That's hard for me to think about restarting it without my good friend Jerry Berg. I just wanted to mention that. Because I get the call or a question at least once a week, when are you going to start your show? And it's kind of, it's a little bit of a poignant place where I just kind of like, well, I don't know, maybe someday. Right now it's a little hard to think about doing that.
Well, Mark, the fellow that actually Jerry found for to replace himself.
Yes. I was like, he told me the name, and I'm like, Mark Holland, I know him. Yeah. And I've worked with him for decades.
Yeah. Right. Jerry found his own replacement when he knew he was dying of his cancer.
Right.
Yes.
And Mark is he's got a great voice. He's he's a talented guy.
I have no doubt about that. It's just Jerry and I just had a special relationship.
Very much. We love our Jerry.
But I do want to say my website, danielnelsonmd.com. So you can go to the main number, 425-823-4000. Go to the website also, danielnelsonmd.com. You can make appointments through the website. Lots of information about what we do, including stem cell and PRP injection therapy for pain and arthritis. So thank you for Let me put that out there,
Lynette. Absolutely. Okay. All right. Let's get to our phone calls, and we have room for you. Here is the number to get through, 800-465-8770. If you call in the next few minutes, we'll be able to get to your phone call. Right now, we're staying right here in Seattle. We have Diane on the line. Good morning, Diane.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm calling about a device. It's a medical device, and it does PEMF therapy. Have you heard of that?
PEMF?
What does PEMF stand for?
It's that pulsed electromagnetic field therapy.
Oh, okay, the pulse electro. Yeah, it's one of those things I've heard about. I've seen ads for it. I've never pulled papers on it, though. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the depth of my knowledge is I know it exists. That's about it.
Are you using it for joint pains and aches? Or?
Well, I've heard about it being effective for chronic pain, and I was thinking, that would be nice to try.
Yes.
But I won't take medicine, so.
Right. So I will say that's something that's out there that does seem to benefit people. There's a lot of these things. The problem is there's just so much out there that people are kind of hawking to – for lack of a better word, that can, for treating pain. And, you know, I get asked these questions all the time. You know, somebody pulls up an ad and says, hey, this device will take away my pain. I'm like, well, okay. First of all, maybe.
Yeah.
But I, you know, first thing I said, you know, want to make sure it's not going to harm you.
Exactly.
You know,
that's, exactly.
But most of these things, there's things that are low-level laser that you can buy.
Right.
And there's, you know, kind of the lights and all. There's all
most of them are not even really lasers. They're diodes.
Yeah. Right, right.
Oh.
So there's – my concern is there's so much out there that people are trying to make a buck, and some of it may be valuable. There's something – so what I always tell people is, look, there's something out there that will always help some people. But there's nothing out there that will help everybody. It's just – but if it's fairly benign and it's not that big of an expense, give it a try, absolutely. You know, TENS units, for example. You know what TENS units
sure.
Just transit electrical nerve stimulation, pretty much surface skin area.
Mm-hmm. Fingers. Don't people use them on their fingers
sometimes?
Using
them larger body areas. And,
okay.
And it does help, but it's really only skin deep, unfortunately. And sometimes there's the mental distraction of a device that can be helpful.
Right.
And I never discount the placebo effect.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, no.
Yeah. Never discount that. So it's hard to answer because these things come up all the time, and I don't have the bandwidth to look into each one. You know,
yeah, so and that's my problem is I spend so much time reading about what we do.
Yeah.
Right.
That
yeah.
I don't, you know.
I have trouble keeping up with the real science. Not to mention all the other stuff that comes up. But even when I'm on the internet, I get these pop-up ads that say, do this and, you know, all your pain will go away, or, you know, whatever problem you have. And, of course, it's completely bogus, you know, that I can tell by the ad, the hard sell, that it's just, this is
And
something.
You're Googling it on your smartphone or your computer,
right.
and figures it out. Yeah.
Right. And so these things come up. You have to dismiss them. But there's things out there that can be helpful that are not – if it's non-invasive and it helps you, hey, you know.
You know, the magnetic pulse therapies – I have read papers about the magnetic pulse, the cranial studies where they're doing it for depression.
Right.
You know,
right.
And it does seem to relieve, you know, depressive disorders in a large percentage of
Absolutely.
People.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So we know that it does have an impact on neurologic tissues.
Right.
And so it's not an outrageous thought.
Right.
That by impacting the peripheral nerves or the spinal cord, you might also get pain relief.
Absolutely.
But I don't know that for sure.
I mean, the treatments, the cost of the therapy isn't that much from the few sites that I've seen that do it around here. It's really
affordable.
Give it a try. Report back to us.
Oh, yes.
You know, I want to hear about
so
these things.
So you have to go to a place to get it done? Is that what you're telling us?
Yeah, they're not selling
you
the device.
You go to a place to get it done, yeah.
Okay.
And there are places where you can actually buy the equipment, but it's an investment. So I thought, well, it'd be better to try it first.
And I definitely want to try it first. Sure. And, you know, it's one of those things that the chances of it harming you are extremely low. The biggest harm that I can think of happening is on your pocketbook.
Right.
And if your pocketbook can handle the insult, then give it a try and see if it helps. Because if you're in pain and it gets rid of your pain, that's worth a lot.
Yes. Yes.
So, it is. Quality of life, yeah.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
So I just told you last hour about the conference I was at. the Orthobiologics Institute in Las Vegas, where regenerative medicine people from around the country, around the world, we get together, we share mostly about stem cell PRP, but they have the big exhibition hall with all the vendors. You've been to Medical.
Sure.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
And there are at least five or six vendors with various shockwave treatments, yeah. You know, mm-hmm. And we know that that works. We've been doing it for, yeah. I don't know, 20 years in our office. We have a machine that uses piezo wave for shockwave, and we use that for musculoskeletal conditions. But that's one thing that, you know, it's... We know it works. We know the science is there, even though it sounds sure. maybe kind of hokey. It's like we but know it, shockwave therapy works. Mechanical transduction can help stem cells work better through that shockwave stimulus. So, and I know it works for things like erectile dysfunction, Dr. McGee. Yep. You know, you're aware of that.
Yes.
So, anyway.
So, anyway, give it a try and give us a report, right. Young lady. We'd love to hear about
it. Thank you.
Yeah. And good luck to you.
Okay, take care.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Diane. All right, we have a few minutes before we take another break, and we do have room for you. We have another 35 minutes here on the show, and the phone lines are wide open for you at 800-465-8770. That's 800-465-8770. Now, Dr. Dan Nelson, our special doctor in from Pro Ortho, what are some other things that you're seeing for in the future for pain management that you specifically, and if you have a question about pain, right now is the time to call in because Dr. Nelson's here.
Oh, there's so many things on the horizon. I mean, we continue to refine the what I would call the cellular approach, which includes stem cells. The stem cell thing has, it's always a loaded term because there's been so much kind of negative stuff out there, scam artists using the term stem cell, because that's what the public knows. The public knows mm-hmm. stem cells. You know, it's been out there in the public arena for 30-plus years. But the cellular therapy, even the platelet-rich plasma, we're refining that. So when we get together at these conferences, you're just learning what people are doing research-wise. The big thing is... A lot of us are using a company called Data Biologics. We're now tracking, all of us are as a, because our specialty has to kind of prove itself that we're not just, you know, doing witch doctoring stuff. And so we're using this company called Data Biologics to follow, because you got to follow the data. I mean, you know, like Dr. Mixon says, you don't measure, you don't know. Same thing in our specialty. We need to track the data. So we're doing that not only for our office, but collectively. So it was fun to see the map go up on this one lecture that we went to and see all the sites around the country that are using this system. So when you get those numbers, it becomes very powerful, because mm-hmm. it's not just my clinic, and I can tell you how we're doing overall, but when you get, instead of a few hundred or a thousand patients, you get 50,000 patients, then that data then becomes very compelling. Absolutely. And you can go to the insurance company and say, hey, look,
even at our national our meeting at the MMG, where we meet national people from that are practicing age management medicine, they had orthopedic surgeons talk about PRP and how they're using it in their practices to enhance results. And they went into details about how they harvest, what they do. I was very fascinating that this is now becoming mainstay.
Oh, yeah. We had it at the conference in Las Vegas. We had orthopedic doctors from Spain doing pretty much what we're doing in the office. And, you know, it's just... you know, there are people in that specialty that are enlightened and know that mm-hmm. this is a thing of the future. Mm-hmm. It's not going away. It's in fact, it's going to become more and more prominent.
Well, you know, it's like when you did my stem cells in my hip.
Right.
Okay. We did it twice because I got improvement, and then we did it a second time, and I got total resolution of the pain. Mm-hmm. If I had gone for a new hip for surgery, that would have been a $60,000 or $70,000 procedure. Now, the insurance company would pay a big discount for on sure. that. So maybe they'd have paid $20,000 or $25,000.
Right. You know?
But then I have the long recovery.
Right.
Instead, I got the just injections about 6 months apart.
Correct.
And the total cost was about $12,000.
Right.
If the insurance company had been willing to pay that, they'd have been far money ahead over somebody that had to go for a replacement.
Right.
I mean, that just makes decent sense.
Well,
to
and
me.
I tell I on an almost daily basis, I say that our insurance companies are not slaves to logic.
No.
That's right.
That's the world we live in.
We're going to continue more with Leading Edge Medicine, and we invite you to call. We've got lines open at 800-465-8770. That's 800-465-8770. And we will be right back in just a moment. Stay right there.
If the devil danced in empty pockets, he'd have a ball in mind. With a 9-foot grin, a 10-piece band, and a 12-foot chorus line. I'd raise a lute in a 3-piece suit, give one dance for a dime. If the devil danced in empty pockets.
Oh, talking behind the scenes with the doctors in the studio. Always a lively conversation.
Actually, this might be a fun one to talk about on the air.
Okay, but we'll yes. Dr. Jerry Mixon always has amazing topics. Yeah. Dr. Dan Nelson.
I can
with
do a
us.
Gene test to tell you whether your mate is going to be monogamous or not.
And I'm like, wish I would have known that one 40 years ago.
I see that as being requirement for a prenup agreement.
I think so, possibly. Right. Dr. Samira Umat in here and Dr. Dan Nelson talking about pain. Real quick, before we jump into that, Dr. Mixon, we have something happening 1 week from today at our Kirkland Longevity Clinic. And it's very important because we've had such success in Tacoma and also in Kirkland before. We are once again offering the Galleri test.
Yeah. It is back by popular request, actually, because our longevity patients do have access to this test anytime. We have opened this up to radio show listeners that are not longevity patients with a little twist this time that if they choose to do a longevity panel, we're discounting it heavily from $600 to $250. So for $1,495, they can do the whole Galleri panel and do the longevity test, and our doctors will spend 1 hour with them going over their test results. And then after that, if they wish to continue with us and providing them their medical care, we would love to do that for you. It's an exciting time to be in this field just because there are so many changes that are taking place all the time. Literally, I can't keep up with it. What really excites me is that my patients bring me information all the time, and it's fun to chat with them about it. They're excited about what they're reading. They want us to perform it. They want us to be a part of it, and it's just fun. And then when I tell them something, they go, oh, you know about that?
Yes, yes, I do, she says.
That's right. Oh. Not only does she know about that, but yes, she and I chat about these things on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm. So. Indeed, we do indeed. And so that's the exciting part of being where I am today, Jerry. You know, I want to thank you. I've done that many times before, but you've been a great mentor, and I really appreciate, as I'm getting older, I appreciate this more and more and
yes.
more.
Yeah.
And sometimes you have to have empathy for your patients, and as a young physician, you don't do that because you haven't experienced it yourself. All you want to do is fix everything.
That's right.
But as you get older, you do realize what they're talking about because you're now experiencing these things firsthand.
Yeah. You know, when I was 30 years old, a young doctor, fresh out of residency, we all wanted to be heroes, you know? What you really wanted was being in the intensive care unit, dragging them back from death
That's
by their
right.
toenails.
Fixing and, you know, them, rescuing yeah. them all.
And then, you know, as you mature both in life and in your practice, you realize that the last thing you want is to have a patient in the intensive care unit on the verge of death. Mm-hmm. The goal is to keep them healthy.
Oh.
You know, and it's what I tell our doctors. Your job is to make them strong, fast, lean, smart, and sexy. And if they get sick and go to the hospital, you should count that as a failure. Mm-hmm. Because the goal is to never let them get sick.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And I understand and agree with you. And a lot of times when our patients are in the hospital, they tell us that their doctors tell them they're healthy and that's what kept them safe. And they were, you know, they're discharged from the hospital. You're the best I've seen with this condition. You know, those kind of comments are very unique to us and they happen all the time.
Mm. Yep. Yeah.
Yep, very much so.
I can tell you just from personal testimony as a longevity patient, and Dr. Mixon knows this, and I think Dr. Umat, that I came down with COVID when I was with my buddies on a golf trip in Ireland, and it was the most mild case of the. It was the most mild cold I could ever remember, and I attribute that in large part to the fact that I'm a longevity patient, and I'm just, I was just, I mean, I really, I tested myself just to. out of curiosity, literally walking out of a little Irish market, and said, "Well, I'll just get one just to be safe."
Just
you know,
in case, yeah.
One of our friends has a medical condition, so I said, "You know, let's just be extra careful." And surprise, I was positive, and everything turned out fine. But it was such a mild case of COVID
yes.
that I just
thought,
for me, COVID was 3 days of a runny nose.
That's right.
Yeah, that's kind of what.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. We want you to come into Longevity and become a patient. 866-86-YOUNG is the number to call. 866-86-YOUNG. And that's also where you can schedule your gallery test for next Saturday in our Kirkland Clinic.
By appointment only.
By appointment only. And you can also get that longevity blood test, the big one, too. So,
indeed.
Very much so. 866-86-YOUNG. Oh, look at the phones. Engineer says, you guys are so popular. We got four folks on the line. A couple of them want to talk about stem cell treatment. So let's start off with Carol. And Bob, take a listen. Bob's also having a question. If something isn't answered, then we'll keep you on the line as well. But let's go to Bothell with Carol. Hi there, Carol.
Hi. I heard of you, Dr. Nelson, on Leading Edge Medicine. And I emailed a friend of mine in Toronto, Ottawa, Canada, Noreen. You probably remember her.
I do.
And her knee was so severely injured when she went in for a consultation with you. You says maybe at the most you could get her 80% healed. Well, 3 years out, her knee is completely healed, and she said she cannot tell which knee you worked on because she walks over 2 miles.
Well, hallelujah to that.
With no pain. Yes.
Yes.
That's a great story. I remember her well. I remember you accompanied her to the clinic, did you not?
Yes, I did. I did.
Yes.
And I told another friend of mine, Judy, about you, and her left knee was very arthritic and to go in to see you. But her husband refused to even let her go in for a consultation. So she went and got a knee replacement on her left knee, and she is in a lot of pain. And it's very stiff, and she has to walk with a cane. And so,
which she will for the rest of her life, unfortunately.
She should still come and see us.
Even in those cases, we've been able to help with some of those folks with chronic knee pain after knee replacement.
Oh, wow.
We got a few tricks in the bag, a few tools in the toolbox, so it's not a necessarily a hopeless situation, but I'm sorry to hear that.
Okay, I'll tell that to Judy and see if she will open her mind and her husband will open his mind too. Well, thank you very much and bless you for your good work.
Oh, thank you for the call.
Okay.
Come by and see us sometime. Come by and visit.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, and we're going to jump ahead to Bob from Snohomish, who also wanted to talk about stem cells. Okay. Bob, is there a question that you had regarding stem cells? Dr. Nelson is here.
Well, I'm there. Can you hear me?
Yes, sure you're on the air.
Yeah.
Okay, the first question was actually, I did the gallery test earlier this year.
Uh-huh.
At your clinic.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to offer that blood test to any of those people in that group?
Well, if you've already done it this year, you really don't need to repeat it until next year.
No, I think he's wanting to know, can he get the longevity panel at the discounted rate?
Unfortunately, not at the discount.
Hey, if you don't ask, you don't have a chance.
That's right.
No asking, no getting.
Anybody that out there that hears that the gallery test is worth it because it gives you peace of mind.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
It does.
For sure.
And, you know, and if it turns up positive, we may have found a tumor long before you had any symptoms, and that's when we have the best shot at curing it.
That's right.
So, yeah. So even a positive test in a strange way is good news
yes.
because, you know, we find it before you're sick with it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So. Mm-hmm. Okay. This is for Dr. Nelson. One is stem cell work for sacroiliac or whatever it is?
Yes, it does. We've had great success with stem cell for sacroiliac pain, which is a very vexing pain problem. If you know anybody who has SI joint pain, it can. So that SI joint pain, it's kind of an interesting structure, but it's very foundational for holding you up. A lot of forces go through that SI joint. And if you have any SI joint dysfunction, chronic inflammation, instability in that joint, it can be just so disabling. And we've had great success with stems, even with PRP, which is less expensive option. Some folks, that works pretty good. So the short answer, yes. And we're seeing more and more patients as we offer that for SI joint, because we do other things, injections. We can do something called radiofrequency ablation, which is sometimes covered by insurance, but it's all kind of a little bit what I call painting over the dry rot. You know, we want to treat the pain itself, the arthritis, the chronic inflammation of the joint. It also depends if, you know, it's the inflammation or is there instability or both. All these come into play. Sometimes we refer out to have Dr. Price upstairs, ortho spine surgeon, who does something called the iFuse, which is minimally invasive fusion of the SI joint. Those are very rare that we have to refer out to him, and he's excellent, minimally invasive, and Dr. Price, yeah, I think very highly of him. But I always tell my patients, because we're downstairs and all the orthodox are upstairs, and I said, my goal is to keep you away from that.
Yeah, keep you away
from
that.
That's right.
I say that on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. But if you do need surgery,
those guys
upstairs are great. I would let any one of them to operate on me if I needed it. But really, you want to stay away. The person with a knee replacement who now is more or less consigned to chronic pain for the rest of her life. I mean, to me, that's such a tragedy.
And 20%, that's every five surgeries, one person's going to have pain the rest of their life.
Right, right.
Wow.
That's a failure rate that I just cannot accept.
Yeah. Now, how is it? It's 20% includes pain. There might be some other subcategories. Sometimes they get like a foreign body feeling or dysesthesias or something, but it's 20% is a high
number.
It's
a big number.
And this is a surgery that's pretty basic. And I like to tell people all the time, the best surgery in the best hands can still result in a bad outcome. That's just the nature of the business. So.
Mm-hmm. Yes. All right. So why wouldn't you want to try something else, huh?
Sorry, Bob. We're kind of ranting on here.
Yeah.
Did that answer? I think it did. And I have had stem cells with you and
PRP. You have.
And the earlier guy asked how long it lasts. I wasn't able to walk 2 years ago, and or not very well, and because of bursitis. And the bursitis in the left hip that you've treated, I'm going to do the right hip in the future, gets better and better every month.
Right.
Wonderful.
I would take that as a recommendation. You want a dad joke about stairs?
Yes.
Go ahead.
It's Father's Day. Yes.
Why did the patient fear stairs?
I don't know.
Why?
They were up to something.
Oh boy, Bob. Thank you for that.
Thank you, Bob.
That's later.
Oh boy, dad jokes on a Father's Day weekend. It's Leading Edge Medicine. And we have 14 more minutes left of our show with two more calls we're going to get to. Cool. We'll be right back. Stay right there.
You can.
Edge Medicine and a little Eagles for you this morning. Dr. Jerry Mixon. Boy, you're taking me back to some of my early radio days.
Yes.
I'm Lynette Morgan. Hi there. Dr. Jerry Mixon here. Dr. Samira Umat. And we also have Dr. Dan Nelson from Pro Ortho. And another call on the line. Rob is calling in from Bothell. Hi there, Rob. Thanks for waiting.
Hi. Can you hear me okay?
Oh, yes.
We do.
Oh, good, good. Question for Dr. Mixon. A good friend of mine was just diagnosed with SIADH, and she went to she went in for her annual lab because she has thyroid medicine, so they have to do a lab test and get the blood working. Anyway, they said that she had low sodium, So they were looking at Addison disease and ruled that out and landed on SIADH. And so now she's on a liquid diet of 32 ounces of fluid per day. That's
right.
Any kind of fluid. I mean, ice cream, anything turns into fluid. And
right.
wondering if your clinic has worked with SIADH with any success. You read it, you start reading on the internet and it scares the life out of you. And,
yeah, Dr. Google is scary.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, so. I'll tell you that our patients have all kinds of medical issues, and SIADH is one of them.
And what is that?
Do
Dr.
I go looking for it? No. Syndrome of inappropriate anti-diuretic hormone production. So basically, your brain is producing ADH, which prevents the kidneys from losing urine. So you retain water, you retain excessive water in the system, which causes the imbalance in the salt and the sodium level falls. And so the treatment for this is you restrict fluid intake so you allow the salt level to come up. Mm. And because the kidneys won't allow the urine to be excreted or the water to be excreted in urine, is the only way to do it is just fluid restriction so that the salt level comes up. So do we have success in treating it? I can't tell you. I have an N of one in my practice whose salt level is now normal. And he's surprised himself. I'm surprised. But you know, I didn't do anything special for him for his SIADH. I just treated him with the functional medicine approach.
Yeah. But you see, you have one successful case, so you now have 100% of the SIADH patients you've seen have been, you know,
I mean,
well.
He and I were both surprised. We repeated the lab because we thought it was an outlier. Now he's been a patient for a while, and we continue to do the labs.
So,
so that's basically, that's it, that you just water or just fluid restriction and,
that's
and
right.
just try to stick with the 32 ounces. And you know, she has lost a lot of energy since doing, and I she claims this from the fluid, you know, just the lack of water and whatever. It's kind of, you know, I mean, they tell you to drink lots of water, and all of a sudden you can't drink water. And,
exactly.
And so it's... Anyway, I went down to the supplement store and bought some vitamin B12 just to, you know, and that seems to help her. You know, in other words, it's giving her a little bit of a boost. But,
sure.
but beyond that, she's not feeling all that great.
Yeah. Well, but you had to realize, too, that the fluid restriction does make a lot of people quite tired and lethargic. But in Dr. Umat's patient, of course, we are doing the longevity program to make them strong, fast, lean, smart, and sexy, which counterbalances the fluid restriction.
Right.
So her patient is still doing well despite the fluid restriction.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he's commented to me that with the restriction, the supplements that he has to take, sometimes he has to be very careful how he swallows it because there's only so much water he can drink in a day.
Yeah. Right.
But he does it, and he exercises, and he watches his diet. So, you know, he's maintained his energy. Yeah. His muscle mass is increasing. Mm-hmm. We're treating it. His salt level is now normal, but he's still on his restricted diet, restricted fluid amount.
Okay. And this is out of Kirkland?
Yes, this is out of Kirkland.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. All right. I will let her know. I'll talk to her about that.
Okay.
Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Happy Father's Day, Eddie.
Thank you.
Oh, hey,
you too, Rob. Yes.
And you too. Yeah, thank you.
Sure.
And you know, if your friend is at all interested, the combo of the gallery plus the longevity labs is actually a very good place to start, maybe next Saturday at the Kirkland Clinic. There is still room. I just checked. She can call in and book her appointment. We do have a very few appointments left, but we still have some. Last time we were really booked very quickly.
Yes. And overbooked. We had to keep getting more phlebotomists. Is that right?
Yeah. We do have more staff this time too. That is correct, because I have to have my longevity MA on in-house to do the longevity blood draw.
Right.
So we do have more staff. So if you are at all interested, yes, we can certainly accommodate you. And then you can get the little bit of a discount for the longevity lab.
It's not
very
a little
good.
Bit of a discount, my dear.
It's a huge
discount.
Discount.
There we go.
I lose most of the money on it.
Yeah. We'll take such good care of them, Jerry, over the first year that they will stay with us forever.
Yes, they will.
I'm going to take that as a commitment.
Absolutely. And here's the number to call to get that longevity and that gallery test together, or just the gallery. Either way, you can find out more by calling right now, 866-86-YOUNG. That's 866-86-YOUNG. Okay, guys. We are going to where it's hot.
Ooh.
Houston, Texas. We have Carl on the line. Oh, yeah. Hi there, Carl. Good morning.
Hello, Carl.
Hello, Dr. Mixon. My doctor that does my colonoscopies recommends every 5 years. Uh-huh. But every time I've had one, I've had benign polyps. And yeah. my mother had colon cancer.
Right.
And I'm 73. So I just thought, what do you think about that?
Do the gallery test.
Well, the gallery test is fine, although colon cancer, it'll miss some. Mm. Two things I would suggest. One is you do the genetic stool test every year. Mm. Okay.
That's the one you do, Dr. Mixon,
that's
is that right?
That's the one I do, yeah. Yeah, and because there's a test you can do where they send you a kit. All you got to do is you poop. You swab the poop, you put it in the thing and mail it back, and they actually look at that stool sample and do genetic testing on it for tests that would indicate a cancer starting to grow in your colon. So you can check that every year. Then I would move the colonoscopy up to about every 3 years, because if every time they do you, you've got polyps. The cancers, the vast majority of the time, colon cancer starts at the tip of one of the polyps. And then it grows down the polyp and then finally invades the bowel wall. If you've got polyps every time they're looking, I'd say look more frequently. Okay. But, and then to cover your bets, just because you have a bad family history, and I count having polyps at every test a bad personal history, I'd want to run the stool test annually. The stool test, even if you had to pay out of pocket for it, is only about $300. Okay. Whereas the colonoscopy is close to $2,000.
Mm, okay.
So you can do a whole lot of the stool test for the cost of one. And that's why most of the insurance companies will cover the stool test for you with no out of pocket. So, you know, check with your insurance company, see what they'll do. Medicare covers the stool tests, and get them more frequently. Just, you don't want colon cancer, and if you have a colon cancer, you want it as early as possible, because it's very curable if you catch it before it invades the bowel wall. Answer your question?
Okay. Yep. Thanks a lot, doctor.
All right. Take care, sir.
Bye-bye.
You know, let me go the downsides of what I just recommended to him. Okay. The stool test is not, quote, recommended for people 75 and over.
Mm.
Even though I still do it at 76, and I will continue doing it. The reason it doesn't get recommended is that in older people, we get enough changes in our bowel's genome just from wear and tear that it sometimes gives you a false positive.
Mm.
If you get a negative, it's negative. You don't have the cancer.
Right.
Okay? So as long as they're negative, you're great. You're home free anyway. If you get a positive, recognize it because of your age. It might be a false positive, but you still then want to get a colonoscopy. Mm. If you get a positive test from the stool, by all means, you want a colonoscopy right away. You might have undergo an unnecessary colonoscopy, but as long as the test is negative, you know you're home free. So why not?
Ah, okay. Yeah.
It's cheap. It's easy. All it takes is wiping a Q-tip on your poop.
Yeah.
Come on.
And you can do it.
Well,
and also, you know, there's age restrictions, at least here in Washington State, over 80, they will not do a colonoscopy under insurance anymore.
Yeah.
And so that's when I've suggested my patients do their gallery test for peace of mind, because
sure,
my patients came back saying, well, you know, they personally had polyps, and now they can't do a colonoscopy anymore.
Well, they can. They just have to pay for it.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And they have to have
a doctor. Yes,
it, yeah.
But I tell you what, if the doctor knows that you're going to pay full freight instead of the 25% that insurance would pay,
yeah,
you know, he'll make as much off your full pay as he'd make off four are the insurance-driven ones.
Yeah.
Right. So he'll do it.
More likely to do it, yeah.
Is there anything for somebody over, like Carl, over 73, to be able to say to the doctor to have the, you know, can there be a referral?
You don't even need a referral to get it. Your insurance company will just send you the kit.
Okay.
Just ask for it.
Is this like the Cologuard test? Or Cologuard?
Cologuard is one brand of it, but there's like half a dozen brands out now that
do it. So stool test.
For colon cancer.
Very good. All right. Well, we've discussed colon cancer. We've discussed chronic pain. And Carl, thank you so much for that call. We're winding down the show today. What a show. Leading Edge Medicine here with Dr. Mixon, Dr. Nelson, and Dr. Umat live in the studio. And you know what? We'll be live again next week. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful Father's Day weekend. All of those dads and grandpas and uncles out there and those father figures. Thank you for listening.